Good ideas. I'm going to go do that during the break. no, probably not. Probably not. But we will be back with a lot of fun in the 9 o'clock hour right here at, oh, I like the way you do it, Kat. You do it.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is leading a multinational operation to safeguard commerce in the Red Sea amid ongoing attacks by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen.
You're here to keep the international sea lanes open and to keep global commerce flowing freely.
At stake, says maritime analyst Dr. Ian Ralby.
Food to clothes to cars to all kinds of household items all the way through to our energy supplies.
The UN could vote today on a new resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
A vote could come as soon as this morning. Negotiations have been underway to break an impasse after a U.S. veto. The Security Council is also discussing a possible monitoring system for delivering humanitarian aid into Gaza. That could include a U.N. force or outside observers.
At least 127 people have been killed in a 6.2 magnitude earthquake in northwestern China.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Chinese television shows scenes of devastation. More than 150,000 buildings have been damaged or destroyed, and survivors are shivering in sub-zero temperatures in makeshift camps. The freezing temperatures lowering hopes of finding more survivors amid the rubble.
Parts of the northeast U.S. are still under flood threats after a powerful storm battered the east coast. At least four people were killed, including a man in Maine hit by a falling tree as he cleared debris from his roof. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
The winds take their time winding down through the day. This morning, gusting 25 to 30 miles an hour, but much improved this evening. If you brought in any holiday decorations or maybe you lost some during the storm, you're safe to put them back out.
More than 550,000 customers in Maine and New Hampshire are still waiting to get their power back. Loved ones in St. Louis were shocked when they found out the Northview nursing home had gone out of business and 170 residents were moved to another facility in the middle of the night. KMOV-TV's Alexis Zotos is in St. Louis.
Just days after the shutdown, the North St. Louis nursing home is boarded up and a condemned sign hangs on the door. Locks have been cut and inside appears ransacked. Many residents worry if their belongings are still inside.
Employees say they hadn't been paid for weeks. Maryland's Democratic Senator Ben Cardin says Capitol Hill police are investigating reports of a sex tape allegedly linked to one of his former aides. One website published parts of the video allegedly showing two men getting intimate in a hearing room. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Inspired by real events, the sixth and final season of the acclaimed fictional Netflix drama The Crown is now streaming. Prince William tries to integrate back into life at Eton in the wake of his mother's death as the monarchy has to ride the wave of public opinion. As she reaches her golden jubilee, the Queen reflects on the future of the monarchy with the marriage of Charles and Camilla and the beginnings of a new royal fairy tale in William and Kate. All episodes are now streaming, only on Netflix.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Addressing the cost and scarcity of child care in Wisconsin is one of the top priorities for the state legislature next year. Former Senate Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard says the Republican bill before lawmakers does not do enough.
They're nibbling around the edges. They're not decreasing the cost so that it's more affordable to people. I'm not saying it's a bad bill, but it's not the solution to what it is that Wisconsin needs.
Agard speaking with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Four brothers and sisters are dead after investigators say a drunk driver drove the wrong way on Highway 10 near Wauwega Saturday night and hit an SUV head-on. The victims were the children of a Lutheran pastor and his wife from Waupaca. A Nina man faces vehicular homicide charges. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Mayor Katie Rosenberg and Representative Katrina Shanklin are holding a press conference today to provide an update on PFAS funding in Wausau. They'll be discussing the $125 million in state funding included in the 2023-25 state biennial budget to address the growing threat of PFAS contamination. It will be at the City of Wausau Drinking Water Treatment Facility at 1 p.m. today. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announces a new grant program in 2024 that will help other than municipal, community, and nonprofit and other public water systems to address PFAS and manganese contamination. They'll start accepting applications on January 16th. Common examples of these systems include mobile home parks, apartment buildings, schools, and daycare centers. Wisconsin is one of the few states regulating two PFAS chemicals in drinking water. The EPA is working to regulate six. There are over 15,000. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR, WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Partly sunny skies today with a touch warmer temperatures. Highs will climb to the low 30s, but those winds are still feisty. Now they're out of the southwest, whipping up to 25 miles per hour. While it's creating crisp wind chills early, this wind is actually helping rise our temperatures. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
We're going to have some fun this hour. We got some good stories of the day coming up for you. Some that ain't right stories and plenty more on the way. But right now, we want to kick off the hour with our new friend, Bill Loos from FRM Music. Bill, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Bill, you are the vice president over at Friends of Rapids Music, correct?
That's correct. And currently acting president. Our founder and president, Connie Tomsky-Favel, after 9 years at the helm, took a retirement, and we wish her well. She's doing great. She's still serving in an advisory position, and FRM is still alive and well. We are a vibrant personality, or a vibrant force, if you will, in the Central Wisconsin music community.
Yeah.
That's Bill, wonderful.
Yeah, we real quickly, I have to, because Connie is certainly meant a lot to this station. She means a lot to me. Love that woman. Care very much about her, and very happy for her.
She is dandy, yeah. She's a powerhouse, and we love her dearly.
Bill, what made you decide to take this on?
By take this on, you mean serve as vice president?
Yes, or acting president.
Well, I was voted in as vice president this past summer, at the time not knowing anything about Connie's impending retirement. And I believe in the vision and the dream of Friends of Rapids Music to support and encourage music in the Central Wisconsin area. And it just ran ran good with me, and I felt, let's jump in and do this.
Yeah, yeah. What are your thoughts? What are your hopes for 2024 with Friends of Rapids Music?
Let me state at the start that there may be rumors abounding. The 2024 Friends of Rapids Music Festival that we've held for 7 years has been postponed. It has not been canceled or discontinued. Due to Connie's retirement and myself leaving the community soon, impending management or board changes, we decided to just regroup, back up a little bit, look things over. Connie, God bless her, has done so much for the festival, and with her absence, there's a lot of pieces to pick up, and we need to get people on board that can help us pick up the pieces, put another festival together, and continue the tradition. So the festival has not seen its last day. I will go out on a limb and say that publicly.
I'll back you on that.
Oh, that's good.
I'll put my name on that. Yeah. I 100% agree with you on that, sir.
It's a fantastic event. Every year seems to be bigger and better, and it's just it's amazing what gets pulled out of the hat every year.
Connie and I have talked a number of times about this. FRM does so much for our community, so much for our musicians and our creatives out there. We always look for ways that we as a community can help FRM, especially in a time like this with the flux and different things going on there. Bill, is one of the ways we can help, maybe even looking into being on the board, maybe being a part of things in that way?
Definitely. We are looking for individuals. I would like to get at least two or three more on the board. The bylaws allow us to have five members at large besides the elected offices, and we currently have three. So we are looking for people, if not on the board, at least to step up and say, hey, I've got a talent for this as far as organization and stuff. I recently was in touch with an individual who is, I don't want to mention any names, but they seem to be in the line where they can be beneficial to FRM as far as organizing and putting on future festivals. And if anybody has any bent, even just helping set up the day of the festival or tear down the next day, promoting, whatever, we can always use a lot of help in that area. It's a fantastic group. We enjoy each other's company. We love the way the work comes together. It's definitely, and I hope I say this correctly, it's definitely a case where the sum is greater than the total of the parts, or however that phrase goes.
I got you. Bill, I have very weird music taste. Would I be okay on the board?
Definitely. Yeah, okay. Definitely. We love all genres. We are always looking to broaden our horizons. We don't want to get to be known as a country music festival or an indie pop festival or a hip-hop festival. We want everything. Some of the early days, I remember the first one or two festivals, we had the Cowboy Union Jam, the monthly jam session that goes on at the Macmillan Library. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had a year or two ago was the Chicago tribute band, Transit Authority. No, Alive Again.
Alive Again. Yeah.
We've got everything. It's just, it's amazing.
It really is. And FRM is a mirror of our community, is a mirror of the musicians and the way that our community is in this central Wisconsin area, and how eclectic. Not only do we have tons of great musicians, but tons of different styles of music and everything.
Definitely.
So it really does mirror the community, FRM does. And that's not the only thing that FRM does. Bill, as we're wrapping up here, I did want to touch on why FRM is so important in this community. FRM certainly entertains us. It gives us these things to enjoy in that, but it also helps our musicians.
We have had a wonderful history of helping musicians in need. We had a party who, I don't want to go into too many details, but they underwent a personal loss financial-wise, and we were able to step in and help with a donation. We are currently sponsoring free music lessons through the venue escapes me at the moment. We promote the music room over at the Boys and Girls Club in the old Walmart building. And we want to focus on several smaller fundraisers this year to continue activities like that and get a college scholarship fund up off the ground, too, so we can help a high school musician who's heading to college for majoring in music.
That's really, really great stuff, Bill. We want to be a part of this, want to help not only us, our community, but us here at WFHR, okay? Keep us in mind with all of this stuff, whatever is going on forward. The door is always open for FRM, always will be.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
If we want to be a part of these things, if we want to help out, or if we just want to reach out and find out more about FRM, is there a way? I have the website right here, frmgroup.org. I've also got some contact info. It's Connie's, though. Can I give that, or should we? Is there another way somewhere else we can send them?
I would say at this point, give them my contact information. I am on Facebook. FRM is on Facebook also.
Yes.
Friends of Rapids Music, and people can go on Facebook and Google that. Now, there is a Friends of Rapids Music board members page that is private, but the FRM page, I believe we have over 4,000 followers.
Yeah.
Or you can look for me if you want. I'm in there. I go under the name Bill Banjo Man Los. You can find me on Facebook under that. And just reach out in any way. There's a number of us on the board, too. I don't want to give out any names without permission, but just get a hold of us. Put a message out there.
The Facebook pages is a great way to be able to direct message people, you or FRM, and be able to contact you guys that way. And again, the group, the website page, frmgroup.org, frmgroup.org. Be sure to like that page, bookmark that page, and be sure to subscribe and like the Facebook page for FRM to keep up to date all the things that are going on there. We certainly will do that as things break with FRM. We'll have that news and we'll get it out to our community. Make sure to work with FRM as we have for many years. We appreciate you being here, Bill. Thanks so much. I do have to warn you, now that I know you play banjo, you are going to have to come back, sir, and play some banjo. I love the banjo.
Bring your banjo.
You're going to have to. I'm sorry, Bill. I'm sorry.
Well, don't get too excited. I'm not a picker like Earl Scruggs. I'm just a self-taught chord strummer, but I have been on WFHR with my banjo before. A number of years back, several of us from the Cowboy Union Jam came into the studio and played a couple songs, and I was in on that.
I had a feeling. I wasn't sure, but I had a feeling. That's awesome. Okay, you and the boys are going to have to come back. We love Cowboy Union Jam. Love you guys. So we're glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the time and appreciate what you're doing for our community.
Appreciate you, James.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and we're going to have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Dive into the festive spirit with Quality Foods Holiday Seafood Sale, where ocean and holiday delights meet. Elevate your holiday feast with the finest seafood. Succulent shrimp starting at $8.49 a pound. Lobster tails starting at $6.99 each. And don't forget the decadent king crab legs. Quality Foods Seafood Sale has it all. Don't miss out on these treasures from the ocean. Then celebrate with a bounty from the sea. Drop by the Quality Foods locations of Wisconsin Rapids to reel in the savings. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Partly sunny skies today with a touch warmer temperatures. Highs will climb to the low 30s, but those winds are still feisty. Now they're out of the southwest, whipping up to 25 miles per hour. While it's creating crisp wind chills early, this wind is actually helping rise our temperatures. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone.
Christmas with us.
Little Christmas jams to play us into the segment. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope your Tuesday is treating you good.
Got to throw in a little dolly.
Big shout out to Bill from FRM for joining us. That was a really great conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And great to hear from them, too.
Yeah. It's important to note, too, that FRM is not only going strong, but that they could always use an extra set of hands, whether it's volunteering or it's being on the board. We encourage others to be a part of this and help with the great work that Connie and that team have done and keep it going.
Keep local musicians and music alive in Wisconsin Rapids and the area.
Yeah. I also want to thank Bill. I got a wristband here. I'm a BFF of FRM. I love this. This thing is awesome. I love that. That's great. Thank you, Bill. Let's get to a little bit of entertainment news, and not a whole lot to touch on here necessarily. This is infamously known as a as kind of a downtime entertainment-wise, whether we're talking about TV, movies. You know, most of your favorite TV shows have been on break for a couple of weeks. There isn't a ton of new music being released outside of Christmas albums and such.
Well, it's a busy time of year.
It used to be where big movies came out now and on July 4th. Like, those were the two big dates when we were kids, Mel. Mm-hmm. When you wanted to release your movie, if you had a big movie, you were going to release it on Christmas, right before Christmas, or right before July 4th. Now that doesn't matter anymore. Studios will release, you know, all over.
Streaming kind of changed things, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. This is a time of year too where when I first started doing the morning show about 7-8 years ago, I'd get to this point and I'm like, oh no, what do we talk about? we got 16 segments to fill and I have nothing. What do we talk about? Ooh. And so over the years, you know, you plan this out a little bit better and you have stories and different things to talk about that are not necessarily time sensitive. Mm-hmm. So right now I'd like to talk about Gone with the Wind. No, I'm joking.
What is Scarlett O'Hara doing?
Yeah, that's right. going to the small screen, really, with our big story, Maya Bialik announced that she has been told by the producers of Jeopardy that she will no longer be one of the guest hosts for the show.
Really?
They confirmed her exit and explained their decision Sony has informed, I'm trying to find the exact quote here just to make sure. For all of you who have wondered why, this is something that they're doing to try to kind of like bring in some different blood. We made the decision to have one host for the syndicated show next season to maintain continuity for our viewers. And Ken Jennings will be the sole host of syndicated Jeopardy.
I really like her. I can't say that I've watched her on Jeopardy, but I like her as a entertainer, so I think I would enjoy her.
Yeah, she by all rights, from what I saw, it seemed like she did a nice job. It also seemed like something that, like any of us or any person, no matter how talented you are, she needs more time doing it. I think that if they'd given her maybe another season, that'd have done it. She's a good performer, so I don't think she needed a lot. And I do think she was better than Ken Jennings. Ken Jennings, and nothing to against him, he's not an entertainer. I think that there is a big difference between people that, you know, hey, you are good at this.
Entertain for a living.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why you hire people to do certain things. One of the things we kind of got away from for a little while there. But, you know, you want a good host, you hire somebody who can has skill, has charisma, has these things. I think Ken Jennings is a fine human being. He doesn't have any charisma to me. He doesn't really have any, you know. Alex Trebek had some of the most sneaky charisma of all time. You wouldn't look at Alex Trebek. You didn't even think about old Jeopardy and think about Alex Trebek having charisma. But go ahead and watch any highlight of his.
Yeah. He was like a, I don't know, like your favorite uncle. But it was super smart.
right. It's very interesting. How he was able to do that. So I could see maybe grabbing somebody that you wouldn't expect, like a Ken Jennings, and hoping that they can turn it into that. But I don't know. I think that it's probably.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where it's going to be similar to others. The Price is Right went through this, I believe. I believe they did. Drew Carey might have got the job right away, but I think there was somebody in between Bob Barker and Drew Carey. And I think that's what might have to happen, where you need that like in between. You don't want to be the person following the person. This happens in sports all the time. You don't want to be the guy that has to follow Tom Brady or Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. You want to be the guy after the guy that has to follow that person.
Big shoes to fill. Kind of situation.
For me, I love those opportunities. I think that in a stretch, I admit, but in many ways, I felt that way about WFHR. We have had legends in this state, in this industry, at this station. Whether you know, and I can give you a list of names that Bill and I were just going over actually during our break. when I think of those names, the people that have come before me, I don't feel like I hold up. I didn't go to school for this. I don't have this. I don't have that. So for me, instead of just feeling defeated, it put a fire under me to this day, where I will never get good enough at this job as far as in my brain. I'm always, always, always trying to get better at this, always trying to prove that I belong here. I think I'll always be that way. And I feel like it makes me good at this job in many ways.
It's always good to strive to be better.
I think that there's something to that with very, very similarly to just about any other job out there, but especially something like, you know, taking over a job that Alex Trebek or Bob Barker did or somebody like that.
For a long, long, long time.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to these opportunities more and more in life when they happen. When we have chances to maybe give credit to people that we don't always do that with.
Okay.
Now that's just me. The rest of the world has been giving Celine Dion the credit she has deserved for many, many decades. No matter what you think of Celine Dion, I don't think you can take away that woman's incredible voice.
Powerhouse of a voice.
The skill and talent that she has for singing, yeah. And the millions and millions of people she has entertained. I mean, the Titanic soundtrack alone, you know. And for those that have not heard, Celine Dion has been struggling with some health issues in recent years, and she has lost the ability to control her muscles as she continues to battle stiff person syndrome, a rare neurological disorder. Her sister has shared the information about this. I'm not going to lie to anybody and say that I've ever gotten into any Celine Dion song once. Like, not one time. Just not my thing, not my style. But I respect greatness.
Yeah.
There's plenty of examples of this, I think, in life that we know a person. We may not enjoy their work, their acting, their singing, whatever, but we respect their game.
Right.
I have a lot of respect
their struggles.
Yeah, that's where Melissa, I'm sorry, but that's where I wanted to go with this, you poor thing.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, okay. Because all of this comes back to that. She's a human being.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
Yep.
You know, not anything else in this conversation. And I admire her very much for sharing this stuff. Am I the only person that has never heard of stiff person syndrome? I'd never heard of this.
No, I haven't either. And that's something that, you know, celebrities who, because they are just people too. They're just people. But when they are suffering from something like this, like with Michael J. Fox and... Mm-hmm. Parkinson's. We heard more about it because of him than we had ever previously before that. And now Celine is stepping, or her sister in her place, is stepping forward and sharing what she's going through, which will allow so many, many more people to know about this condition that there are thousands of people suffering from. I would guess. I don't actually know the stats.
That's true. There are. Just looking at it right now, and you can look at rarediseases.org to find out more information. Rarediseases.org. Looking at their specific definition of this, it's a rare acquired neurological disorder that most often causes progressive muscle stiffness, rigidity, and repeating episodes of painful muscle spasms. Muscular rigidity often fluctuates, grows worse, then improves, and usually occurs along the muscle spasms. There is no cure for stiff person syndrome, and it's something that the life expectancy for could be anywhere from 6 to 28 years.
Wow.
So there's
she's only 55.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't believe her sister didn't come out and say this, but the last time that she was interviewed and talked to, she said with a real fire in her that she really wants to get back to performing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that seems very unlikely and far-fetched, but I am going to hope for her, and I am not going to count her out.
Yep, no, keep fighting, Celine.
Yeah. I wish her the best. Wish her the best. Mm-hmm. And again, really do appreciate her and her family sharing that information. I know of at least two people right now that are learning about this disease and how important that is to learn about these things.
Well, and for those who are suffering, they have somebody in their corner fighting for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Publicly.
Yeah, it's a dang good point, Melissa. Yeah. We will take a break, get to some state and local news when we come back. I'm going to let Melissa choose. I always do this to you guys. I always put you guys on the spot with these topics and everything. I'm going to let Melissa choose which topic we get into. Either things people are tired of rebuying or the five rudest things you could do at a holiday party.
Oh,
can
I think about it?
Oh, yeah, you got the break to think about it. We'll come back and have an answer for you on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
So
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Native American students are eligible for full-ride scholarships to the University of Wisconsin in Madison starting next fall. A student must be a Wisconsin resident and a member of a federally recognized tribe to qualify. Graduate students planning to go into law or medicine qualify too. The UW says it's been working with the Great Lakes Intertribal Council to develop the Wisconsin Tribal Education Promise program. A wildlife official says bird flu is likely to blame for killing 34 geese in Howard near Green Bay. Lab results are expected tomorrow. Meanwhile, an outbreak of canine distemper has killed about a dozen raccoons in the Rio area north of Madison. The Department of Natural Resources says people should get their dogs vaccinated and not leave garbage uncovered. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Mid-State Technical College celebrated the graduation of 20 students from the Criminal Justice Law Enforcement 720 Academy last week. These 20 students are the 37th class of graduates from the academy. They've completed the basic law enforcement training required to become a law enforcement officer in Wisconsin. The 18-week curriculum is 720 hours of an intense mix of classroom and hands-on training. Law Enforcement and Jail Academy Director Kurt Hewer said these recruits are prepared for the communication, decision-making, and physical rigor required of them as they start their careers in law enforcement. As more people are diagnosed with diabetes, the FDA warns against trusting dietary supplements or over-the-counter drugs promising to prevent, treat, and even cure diabetes. Many of these products are being sold illegally. Health officials advise you talk to your doctor before beginning any treatment for diabetes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Partly sunny skies today with a touch warmer temperatures. Highs will climb to the low 30s, but those winds are still feisty. Now they're out of the southwest, whipping up to 25 miles per hour. While it's creating crisp wind chills early, this wind is actually helping rise our temperatures. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Oh, we're dreaming, all right.
Can't keep on dreaming, buddy. Not gonna happen this year.
Melissa James here with you. Hope you're having a great Tuesday out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Melissa, you have a which direction do you want to go?
Okay. We have to go with the not rude things to do at a party, because I may end up at a couple parties this weekend, and I want to make sure, you know, that I act right.
We will
I have, you know, I have issues with that.
Yes, yes.
I am the most disruptive person you've ever met.
I do like the idea of that. now I kind of like the idea of you being something that is that. Now I'm picturing it. Now I can't get my brain to stop thinking of it. We will get into that.
Come on, how many times do I cut you off when you're on a tear and I just derail what you're gonna do and you're like, all right, whatever, moving on. It happens.
It's honestly one of my favorite things about you. It's honestly, I love working with you, and I love that part. And I think the audience likes it, too, because it cuts me off from rambling half the time. So,
okay,
we will get into that rudest things eventually. We'll get into that sometime later on in the week or something like that. For now, we got things people are tired of rebuying.
What? I thought you said I get to pick.
That's what you wanted to do? Oh, I thought you wanted to do... I'm kidding. I'm just messing with you. I'm sorry.
You are such a brat. Couldn't help. Santa, are you listening? Because he makes sure he gets, I don't know.
A lot of
not
coal.
Not coal. Because we don't need more coal.
No.
Maybe give him solar panels.
There we go. That seems like a good idea. Yeah, let's get into this. Let's get into five rudest things you can do at a holiday party. Five rudest things.
Tell somebody that they can choose something and then not let them. That's rude.
I couldn't help myself. If you're planning on hitting up the holidays parties this holiday season. There we go. you might want to, you know, maybe put some of these things and not do some of these things. Put these outside of your range here.
Okay.
Here are a list of the rudest things you can do at one of those parties, like bringing a plus one without mentioning it.
Ooh, yeah.
Make sure
that's okay.
If you're dating someone and your host didn't know, run it by them first instead of just assuming you can show up with a guest.
Yeah. That's kind of a big deal. Because you got numbers for food, you got place settings, all those things.
I couldn't imagine doing that. I couldn't imagine doing that, although I think that I have the perfect family for it. Outside of my mom. Outside of my mom. My family, we've had a couple of times where we're having a big Christmas party or Christmas dinner at Nana and Papa's house, and there's somebody sitting at the table, and I don't know who they are. And it turns out it was like my Aunt Pat's friend who didn't have anywhere to go for Christmas, so they just dragged him up to Wisconsin, you know, things like that. Like, my family's really been good about that stuff as far as I can remember. I think they actually like kind of things like that.
And it also really depends on the type of party.
Yeah.
If it's just kind of, you know, a potluck kind of gathering, get together, or we're just getting together for drinks. If it's a full on, like, three course dinner, then you definitely need to let them know. But if it's a, you know, like the ugly sweater party we went to at the beginning of this year, anybody could show up. And it was the biggest turnout they'd ever had. And they do this every year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good party. And that's an incredibly good point right there. I think you really got to know your audience. You got to know your family, you know,
or the party you're going to.
Yes. Hiding a mess. Like if you spill red wine in the carpet or couch, just fess up so they can clean it.
Right away.
Wow. Like if you
Who would do that?
If you are over the age of five, like I mean, that might even be too old. You can't do that, man. What are you doing? You cannot.
At least tell your mom.
I didn't have this happen to me. But I want to say, was it my aunt or my cousin? I don't remember. But we were at a relative's house, but it was their significant other's house that we were at, and so it wasn't really a family house necessarily. It wasn't one that we were used to or anything.
Boy,
I wish I could remember if it was my cousin or my. I think it was my cousin. All of a sudden, we hear this smash in the bathroom. She opened up the medicine cabinet.
Uh-oh.
Everything fell out. literally every single thing fell out of there. And I've always wondered if they set it up that way. Because it just seemed too convenient. They're like, hey, somebody go snooping. This is what they're going to get.
We're going to know.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it
past
that.
Can't really hide that one.
No.
What happened in there? Nothing.
And now
I tripped on the rug.
I remember who it was now, and I'm not going to say whether it was my cousin or aunt, but I do remember that person who is very, very, very talkative, not saying another word the whole rest of the day.
Oh, no. Poor thing.
Skipping the dress code. If the party specifically mentions ugly sweaters or holiday attire, you should stick to the theme. And if nothing specified, it's better to be overdressed than underdressed.
I guess. I don't know. I am not really one for that,
yeah,
being that all that stringent about. I mean, if you're going to a restaurant or somewhere. But I guess dress nice to go to somebody's place. Don't show up in sweats.
Yeah, yeah. I
and your grungy T-shirt.
I do agree with this, and maybe in part because I just will take any chance to dress up, to dress nice. I don't get the chance to do that very often, and I like the idea. I am a big fan of overdoing it and underdoing it. I feel like when you underdo anything, especially something like this. There's no real wiggle room. You're already kind of, you know, doomed, if you will. where if you overdress, I mean, you can play with that. You can have some fun with it. You can mess with people a little bit. You're like, what? I thought this was everybody. What? Step up your game, you know, or something. I don't know. I feel like you can spin that a lot better than you could spin dressing. What? I thought we were all going to be in the sweats today. Huh? Ah, you people with your shirts.
But I guess I also kind of look at it as, not everybody has it in their budget to go out and buy an ugly sweater, you know, or something like, or a black tails.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. If I was going to have a party, I'd get, it depend on, you know, who I'm inviting of what the dress code would be.
We had a Christmas party at Stoiber Healthcare, and a shout out and good morning to our friends over at Stoiber Healthcare, when I was working there, and I didn't have any Christmas sweaters or anything like that. So one of the ladies there lent me one of those ugly Christmas sweaters.
Oh, nice.
And it was great, and it was really nice of them. I do remember it being tight on me. I do remember it not fitting the greatest and everything, but I really appreciate it.
Broad shoulders, James.
Tell me about it. I felt like I was part of the team, though. It felt really good. It was nice that they did that. And I do think that that's a really nice point to bring up, Melissa, about this. And maybe if you really want that person to go, help them out. Maybe, you know, I'm not saying you got to buy them a sweater, but maybe give them an extra one of yours or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or tailor the dress code so everybody's comfortable.
Yes. Yeah, that might be even your better bet. Mm-hmm. Showing up empty-handed. You should always bring a gift or for the host, like a bottle of wine or a box of chocolates. I think you got to know your audience.
I don't know about this one.
Yeah, I don't know if I think some people might actually not prefer you not do that. At least I've known some people that really don't like it when you bring things. They always take it personal.
James, could you stop bringing me knickknacks? I don't like them. I hate dusting. I got too many knickknacks. Every time you show up, it's like, I don't know. What do you think this is?
But this little guy with the googly eyes.
House on the Rock?
This little guy. this guy with the googly eyes, though. I thought you'd love him. I think that some, like, say you show up with a bottle of wine, that person might think, oh, you don't like the wine I'm serving? You know, that kind of thing.
Or they stopped drinking last month. Yeah.
Is it, my mother is screaming in the back of my mind right now, but I'm not sure if I'm being rude or not on this one. I feel like I should know this or not. Is it rude to ask beforehand? And I guess...
Oh, as I always ask, what can I bring?
Yeah, yeah. But as I'm saying this out loud, I'm thinking of our fellow Midwesterners who we know what they'll say.
Nothing. Yep. Just yourselves.
Yep.
Show up.
Exactly, exactly. So I don't even know if that helps,
you know,
at all.
And maybe that's part of the disconnect here. Where was this article written?
That's a great point. That's a great point. It's coming to us from the Huffington Post. Solid reporting and everything for the most part.
Yeah.
But that is a great point. I think this is a whole different conversation if they do this in the Midwest. Yeah.
And it also depends on what kind of party you're going to. If it's a family gathering, totally different than a group of friends.
Very good point. And this final one, this may depend on it being in the Midwest or not, too. Getting too drunk.
Sometimes it's a requirement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other times...
It ain't a real party unless you do it sometimes. Space out your
unless
drinks.
Unless you're doing a keg stand, it's not a real party.
Space out your drinks, maybe have some water in between there, and certainly, above all else, make damn sure that you got a designated driver, or you aren't going anywhere, you're within walking distance, or whatever the case might be.
Safety first.
Yep. Of all the things that you take from this segment, please, please, please take that. Give our officers a break this holiday season. Give our EMTs a break.
And keep everyone around you safe.
Yeah.
Including yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Out of all of these, Melissa, I don't know. I think there's bits and pieces we could take out of all of them, but I don't know if any of them necessarily, outside of the bringing the plus one or hiding a mess you make. I think those two are pretty 100%.
Those two 100% don't. Well, know your party with the plus one, but I'd say hiding a mess is by far and away the thing you do not do at any party.
Yeah. Yeah, you really, really can't do that. Really, really can't do that one.
Nope.
We will get to some commercials real quick. We'll come back and have some more fun with you. It's the morning show on WFHR. Melissa and James taking it to you on locally grown radio.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/Lofi's Bread.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Partly sunny skies today with a touch warmer temperatures. Highs will climb to the low 30s, but those winds are still feisty. Now they're out of the southwest, whipping up to 25 miles per hour. While it's creating crisp wind chills early, this wind is actually helping rise our temperatures. Right now, 17 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you, along with Sir Paul McCartney.
My favorite Christmas synth.
Yeah. It's fascinating. I just read an article a couple weeks ago about this song and why it is the most polarizing Christmas song. That people either love or hate it. There's no like in between, and a lot of what they were talking about was that the synthesizer is so unused in, you know, Christmas songs.
It's not what we traditionally, you know, like you expect to hear an organ, maybe in Christmas chorale song or choral songs, but yeah, not a synth.
Hmm. Interesting. Let's dive into a That Ain't Right story, Melissa, and it's an interesting one. A new study found that being hypochondriac or constantly worrying you might die or get sick or something like that could actually do that. Kill you. Researchers in Sweden found people who are paranoid that they might die tend to die earlier. The average was 70 years old compared to 75 years for everyone else.
Wow.
So being,
years.
Being afraid of dying can take 5 years off your life, according to this study. They found that hypochondriacs are more likely to pass of natural or unnatural causes, so everything from heart attacks to getting hit by a bus. They also are at a higher risk for depression and other mental health issues.
That makes total sense.
Yeah. They think one of the main reasons is the stress. Constantly being stressed about your health isn't good for your health. but one expert noted that it is just for actual hypochondriacs. He says a lot of us are mild hypochondriacs, this only applies to people who live in a quote perpetual state of worry.
Yeah, who have actually been diagnosed with it.
And that, thank you, Melissa. That is the key to this conversation. Mm-hmm. I think we have so many of us, including myself, that did this once in the past too, who go around kind of self-diagnosing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much information available online now, and thanks to websites like WebMD and things like that. Like I remember WebMD first came out, and I would go on there and look things up, and almost every single thing came back to cancer.
Like you can scare yourself right to death.
Yeah, you really
some
can.
Some of the stuff on the internet.
And there's stuff too where, oh, this symptom, this, I have all of these symptoms, so I must have this.
I'm gonna die.
When that's not usually the case.
The unfortunate reality here, James, is that this comes back to our healthcare system and our access to healthcare. That should be a human right to be able to have access to healthcare. So you're worried about something? You should be able to go see a doctor and find out, is this what I have? Or is it just, a normal skin rash that's going to cure up by itself? or am I dying? That should be available to everyone, and it's not. So many of us have no other option, or feel like we have no other option, financially have no other option than to try to self-diagnose. That doesn't always end well.
Because of that, I believe that we have things like a new term that has been applied in the medical community, cyberchondria is when you can't stop Googling symptoms to try to diagnose yourself. They actually had to come up with a term for this, because we're doing it so much.
Yikes.
It's crazy.
It is. Neither. It is, but... We need a palate cleanser. Please do that.
Well, we need a better system. That for sure, and a palate cleanser, yes.
And access to healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get on that, politicians, please?
Yeah. If you could, if not, then we will replace you. I really feel like we need to really make that point stronger as we're going into 2024. If you all can't get the job done, you can be replaced. Mm-hmm. It isn't as if
plain and simple.
Let me see here, Melissa. What does it take to run for office of any kind? Let me see here.
Nomination
not,
papers.
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. Nope. So, yeah, you can be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to that palate cleanser, Melissa. And it kicks off with our Midday Magazine today. Looking forward to it. In part one, Ashley Hagenow, Allison Dairyland's own, going to join us.
Wonderful.
Ashley and I are going to talk butter. We're talking butter. We're talking a lot about that, too.
Perfect time of year for it as well.
Yeah,
so much butter going into yummy Christmas cookies and baking.
Oh, I got sidetracked. Sorry.
I mentioned cookies.
At 3:30, Ben Eberlein is going to join us, Community Engagement Director with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties.
United Way. Great. Get an update from him.
Looking forward to that. A little bit later today, and again, everybody cross your fingers. We got Milwaukee Bucks basketball hosting San Antonio Spurs.
Hopefully it will work out.
Yeah. I want to say a big, gigantic shout out to every single engineer here at Civic Media working their tails off for us. And
trying to get that all figured out.
Appreciate them and appreciate our audience being patient with that. We're working really hard to get Bucks basketball right here on WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
On our sister station, WIRI, our pregame kicks off at 6:40 for boys basketball. Port Edwards hosting Marion. That's going to be a good one. Michael and Seth covering that for you.
Yeah. Support our high school players.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff right there. We also got a 30 Hours of Christmas coming up. Melissa, yeah. Seth, and I are going to preview that for you coming up this week. We're looking forward to that.
Okay.
That is going to be good. And let's get into some community stuff, like this community blood drive going on that Melissa was telling you about earlier.
Yeah, that's taking place today at the East Junior High School. I believe this is the afternoon session, right, James?
Yeah, 10 to 3.
10 to 3. Mm. All right. So
over at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm. And if you missed that one, you can go. The Red Cross is holding one at the McMillan Library tomorrow. I believe it's also from 10 to 3.
Yes, it is. Nicely done, Melissa. Nicely done.
Sometimes those things stick in my brain.
Our friends at McMillan Library will be hosting their blood drive from 10 to 3 over at 490 East Grand Avenue. That's going on tomorrow. And again, the blood drive happening today over at the former East Junior High School Music Room, 10 to 3. I encourage all of you heroes out there to donate if you can. Yeah. We greatly appreciate you doing that.
An hour of your time and can save up to 3 lives.
Coming up on the Thursday, the 21st, we have a VFW 2534 monthly meeting going on at the VFW post on Redden Road. That'll be at 6 o'clock. That takes place the third Thursday of every month.
The 21st. Perfect.
Also, the Rudolph American Legion going to have their monthly meeting at 7 as well on Thursday.
Mm.
Keep that in mind, everybody. I wanted to remind everyone as well that our friends at the Parks and Forestry Department let us know that Powers Bluff has a cool new thing, tubing punch cards.
Yeah. You can get 10 punches on the card, and they can be used by multiple people, not just one person.
I encourage people to check that out. That is pretty cool. And I haven't been over to Powers Bluff in ages. I got to get over there. That's
well,
a fun
maybe
spot.
Wait for some snow first, James. Yeah. But you can get your punch card now, so you're ready to go once the snow falls.
Mm-hmm. Be sure to do that.
It's gonna.
Do it, everybody. Do it. And keep in mind that this Wednesday will be the Blue Christmas Worship over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. That'll take place at 6 o'clock Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah. That's tomorrow.
This worship is designed to recognize our grief and struggles even in the midst of the most wonderful time of year. During our service, we will recognize those whom we have lost, the struggles we are facing, and we have an opportunity to be supported in prayer. You are invited to bring a picture or something else to represent your struggle. These will not be kept. They just go up there for everybody to, you know, for you in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All are welcome. This is being sponsored by Grace, the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism. Oh, I was doing good. I was doing so good.
You're
doing good. Thank you.
It is a wonderful service that they offer, and it's open to everyone, as James said. And this time of year can be especially hard if you've lost someone recently or even a long time ago. You know, we miss those that are so close to us this time of year, more so, it seems like, at least for me personally. Than any other time of year.
Likewise, you know, my family and I are still not very removed from my papa, my grandfather passing, and it's just even looking at this a segment or two ago and getting ready to talk about it. I had to work myself up just to even talk about this.
Yeah,
I'm using
pretty raw, and I'm sorry for that, James.
It's where comedy and sarcasm come in for me, Melissa, because that's one of the ways on the air I deal with those things.
That's how you mask it. All right, yeah. I gotcha.
But I'm not saying that's the healthiest way. I think a much healthier way of dealing with it is going to the Blue Christmas Worship going on this Wednesday at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. 6 o'clock, that'll take place. Again, a big thank you to Grace and the work that they are doing in our community.
Yes, thank you very much.
Got some world good stories to get to. Let's stick in the Midwest for a second, though. A cop in Minnesota risked his life to save two fishermen who fell into an icy lake.
Ooh.
He also saved their dog.
Oh, my.
He didn't have protective gear or anything. A special rescue unit was on the way, but he thought they might take too long. So
yeah.
he tied a rope to himself and slid out on his stomach. Other cops
goodness.
Pulled them all back in, and their chest cams got the whole thing on video.
Wow.
Our all morning listeners may catch that we started our show with a story like this with a deer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But got to bring more and more attention to these stories, I think. It's just amazing.
Yes. Officers going above and beyond. Serve and protect.
We appreciate you.
Yes.
Best-selling author James Patterson just gave $300,000 in Christmas bonuses to employees at independent bookstores around the U.S.
That's amazing.
600 people got $500 each. They were all nominated by their bosses or members of their community.
Wow. What a great thing. Can't say that I read any of his books, but my boyfriend does. He likes James Patterson quite a bit. But what an amazing thing to do for independent bookstores.
James holds the records for most number one New York Times bestsellers. And he says that he wouldn't have this without these people.
Right.
That's a pretty cool thing. Like, James
Patterson. That is really cool.
He's not trying to sell books here. He's not like, this isn't a PR move. James Patterson's doing okay.
He's saying thank you.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty dang cool, man. I don't know if I've ever heard of an author doing something like that. That is pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
It's been really cool hanging out with you, Mel. Thanks for a great show.
Yeah, it's been lots of fun. Thank you, James.
Thank you to our friends over at Quality Foods IGA and our merchant Elf. That's been a lot of fun.
Get over there and find that Elf.
And Bill from FRM for joining us today. That was a lot of fun. I had a blast.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
We'll be back tomorrow. Seth and I will hang out with you for a bit. It's going to be a good show. And we will have more coming up for you. A great, great civic media lineup coming up. Stick around for As Goes Wisconsin. Melissa, have yourself a great day.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at... Oh, Mel, you go ahead and take it.